Those Damn Ross Kids is a podcast for adults, and the opinions expressed do not reflect the opinions of our employers or even ourselves. We'd like to hear from you. Give us a call at 419-528-TDRK to leave a voicemail, and we just may play it on the show.
Hey,
blammo.
Blammo.
How loud is that?
Wow. I can't believe that. Is it right by your larynx?
No.
And not like right by, I mean inside your larynx.
You're a little bit hot, too.
Is it right down here off?
Am I better?
Yeah, you're better.
Am I better?
No, you need to hang up.
Those Damn Ross Kids, a conversation between brothers, featuring Chris and Cole Ross.
Oh, hey, Chris, what episode is this?
Episode number 74 of the comedy podcast, Those Damn Ross Kids.
My name is Cole, and your name is?
Chris.
And we're here to entertain your asses. We are long distance, which I feel is more true to the spirit of this thing, as it is meant to emulate our phone conversations, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
I feel like we've kind of been faking the funk on the nasty dunk, by being in the same room. I can feel your eyes piercing me, judging me.
Are you on blow?
What?
You're coming out hot.
I'm sorry. No, this is yeah. How I sound, man. This is the Heil PR40. This is a fine microphone, sir. Gotcha. I assure you, you are louder than me. I'm looking at the levels. So
you're firing out of the gate at the Preakness. Yes, I'll have another.
And here is the Heil PR40 coming around the bend, and he is. Oh, he loses in a photo finish to the Samson Meteor.
He looks shy. He looks sad, so they shot him.
No, they don't shoot a horse, Chris. They destroy a horse. You know that, right? That's the verb that they use for killing a horse for its own mercy.
That makes me less than happy.
Less than happy? Does it make you sad?
No, we don't say it like that.
Well, we don't say it like what?
Like it's
sad.
Like that. Yeah.
Sad? You don't put that little dip in there?
No, less than happy.
Less than happy.
Being called fat makes me feel sad. But saying you should be a healthier weight, that makes me less than happy.
Less than zero.
Less than zero.
Robert Downey Jr., sir.
What?
Robert Downey Jr.
Oh man, this is not going to be good.
What is it going to be good?
Well, you're cutting in and out, and
I'm not. No, I can hear you just fine. I'm recording on my end. We're good. Can you understand me?
It doesn't really matter.
No. It's not like you listen anyway. Hey, Chris, do you have a story for me?
No, I listen to every other word, and I only have the opportunity to hear every other word, so I'm not really... What did you say?
Do you have a story for me?
Oh, sure. I didn't name any of my tabs, though. Okay. Yeah, in a recent interview, Tenzin Gatso... which like apparently is the real name of the 14th Dalai Lama.
Okay.
He has a name. I thought it, yeah. But
it's a big hitter.
In this interview, he revealed that he fears
death.
That he used to fear plane rides, but since he's flown more, he doesn't really fear planes. What he does fear is that he never learned to swim. So if his plane crashes on the water, he believes that he would immediately sink and be eaten by sharks.
Even if he crashes in like a swimming pool?
I don't know. Yeah. No? I mean, they're, I don't know whether he's going to have test crashes or test crash llama,
Chris. No, they're gonna do like they do for the Navy SEALs. They're gonna crash him about a mile offshore, his hands and feet tied, and just be like, hey, you know what, survive, why not? Where's your Buddha now?
That's not training, Colt. That's payback. Got you good, bitches.
Got you good, llama. Promising me eternal peace. Oh, you son of a bitch.
I said exile. Ha ha.
Oh, you want to take your ball and go home? Oh, wait, you don't have a home to go home to. Too bad. Womp, 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 womp.
Oh, well.
No, well. Oh, so
that's,
well.
That's that story.
I don't know. I mean, for as much as I like know about Buddhism, I don't know an awful lot about the Dalai Lama. I know that he has those awesome glasses, though. He's got those glasses. Why would he need those?
Well, that's Buddhist.
What's that?
That's Buddhist.
Yeah. Buddhist. Yeah. Buddhist glasses.
Buddhist glasses. Yep.
Buddhist glasses. Well, Chris, I have two stories regarding pornography. I want you to tell me which one you prefer. One involves high school students, and the other involves municipalities. Like, choose wisely, son.
Well, I always say fuck the government, so let's go with municipalities.
Municipalities. A study conducted by Men's Health magazine determined the 10 most porn-crazy cities in America. The results were based on the number of X-rated DVDs bought, rented, and streamed, the number of porn searches on Google, and the number of adult entertainment stores per city. I want you to name some cities. I'm going to tell you if they're on the list.
Where the consumption of porn is just off the charts.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Just like just people watch and people go into each other.
Are these big cities?
I mean, yeah, they're major cities. You would know their names.
It's not like a per capita thing.
It's not like, you know, Schenectady, New York or anything. Okay, it's like big cities.
I'm going to say, I'm going to say Milwaukee.
No. But Minneapolis, you're in the right region.
Okay.
That comes in at number six.
All right.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to say Philadelphia.
Philadelphia, no. No cities in Pennsylvania rank.
Really?
Really? I know, right?
Cleveland.
Cleveland, nope. Actually, well, the Midwest is like the Midwest is really, really underrepresented. The only rep of the Midwest is Minneapolis, which you would be surprised, right? You think
since there was nothing to do.
Yeah. Well, that's the theory about party schools, right? Like the reason that Bowling Green is like a huge party school is because there's nothing to do but, you know, get drunk and do blow and kill sorority sisters.
Lay on train tracks.
Yeah, exactly.
Be a tool.
Exactly.
Let's see.
You got to go big.
I don't know.
I'm
going to guess a couple more. Let's just say maybe Orlando, Florida, Miami, something like that.
Oh, Orlando, Florida, Chris, is number one.
Oh, really?
Okay. How did you get that? That was a slam dunk. Wow.
Don't I feel good about me?
Bought a lot of porn in Orlando, Chris.
Dude, Portlando.
If I wouldn't have
gotten that one, I would have had pudding on my balls.
Portlandoia. Yep.
That's a thing now.
Yep, that's number one.
I'm no longer going to have egg on my face. I'm going to have pudding on my balls.
Yeah. Just going to dip it gingerly into that snack pack, Chris.
I know that's not how that's going to happen. I'm not going to rip the lid off the snack pack. I'm just going to smash it like a can on my crotch. It's punishment for being wrong.
Just going to lift it up and drop it. Going to drop the hammer, Chris. Going to drop the hammer on that snack pack.
Smash the snack pack in my genitals.
Okay, I want you to give me three more cities. I'm going to tell you if you're on there.
Let's pick San Francisco.
San Francisco, no. California, not really represented.
Phoenix, Arizona.
Nope.
Huh. Seattle?
Seattle is not on there. So that's your three.
Okay.
Can I give you the whole list?
No, I'm good. I think we've drugged this out enough. I got number one. What's number two and three?
Number two was Las Vegas, and number three was Wilmington, Delaware.
That's not a town. That's not even a state.
Okay, which one of us is going to do it?
I'm not.
Hi. I'm in Delaware. And I'm jerking it.
Apparently that's what I'm doing there.
Hey, Chris, tell me a story.
An appellate panel reversed a lower court's dismissal of a lawsuit filed against South Coast Medical Center in Laguna Beach by a man who claimed he suffered from excruciating pain and trauma because a worker there tripped on a hose, yanking a catheter from his penis. Gregory Harry, a quadriplegic who was being treated at the medical center in June 2009, relied on catheters to urinate because of his paralysis.
Wait a minute.
Does his phantom legs have... Do they have paralysis?
His phantom legs.
I think I've lost feeling in my phantom legs. But anyway, the custodial worker tripped over the hose connected to the catheter in his room. He had to summon a nurse after the accident caused him to pass blood and tissue. The nurse gave him pain medication and made several unsuccessful attempts to reinsert the catheter. So they're saying he can do this. He can sue.
He can sue for somebody tripping over his catheter.
Because somebody started his P-tube, you know, like a lawnmower.
How tightly wound is that fucking catheter?
I don't know.
I was filling up my gas tank at the Kroger down the street. And you know what? Like most of these gas stations now, they have the emergency release. They have they've got the breakaway cables like the fucking Xbox. Right?
So
if you trip over the cord, you know, it pulls out. But it turns out this guy's breakaway cable was his flaccid, useless to anybody, paralyzed penis.
Dude, that was in there for as long as he's had phantom legs. Can you imagine how crusty and scabby that is all up inside there?
I don't know.
And it just ripped it out.
So the question would be, okay, so it rips the catheter out. He relies on it to urinate. Does he rely on it to urinate, period? Or does he rely on it to urinate in an orderly manner?
Matt, I don't know. You ask these questions.
No, I thought
it was a cool goof.
No, it's a good goof. It's a good goof, but I'm wondering.
You want to know, like, why?
Chris, my life is a constant investigation into the perennial why. Not the perennium why.
I took Wilmington, Delaware at face value, so...
No. I guess what I'm saying is
a little bit of something about me.
If his catheter's yanked out, does he blow up like fucking Kirby, or does he just kind of like trickle? You know,
he probably lays in his own puddle.
That's sad. I don't know.
I don't know. It was one thing, and then the quadriplegic topped it for me. Thus, okay. I read it.
See, like I know that in my mind, quadriplegic, like, you know, it could mean paralyzed from the neck down, which is an awful way to live. I mean, that's like two steps away from like I have no mouth and I almost fucking scream territory. But the problem is, I think quadriplegic, and I think of like somebody who has neither arms nor legs and is basically a torso. And if you threw him into a pool, you know, his nickname would be Bob.
Yeah, you got
That's
any
a joke
more easy
to people
ones?
Tell at country clubs. Chris, my diet consists of low-hanging fruit, okay?
Yeah, gotcha.
No. So
you've raised the bar from stuff that's already on the ground. That's good.
No, I'm not picturing somebody who has arms, but they're just kind of, you know, pieces of meat waiting for, you know, some wayward raccoon to feast on them because he has no ability to fight. I'm picturing somebody who, you know, just is literally missing these appendages. Phantom, if you will, as you so hypothesized. But
that's my guess.
But yeah, so I liked your imagery. They started him like a lawnmower.
Yeah.
No big deal. How deep does a catheter go?
Till it hits the juice.
We struck gold. Oh man. Chris, nope. Utah police are under scrutiny after a 19-year-old accused them of running him through a clothes dryer. Quote, "I don't know what kind of G-forces I was experiencing," he says. "I went around at least 10 times." Chris, can I read you some chat logs? Can I read you some transcripts of the conversations that transpired between them?
They put their kid in the dryer and then live blogged it.
They live blogged this shit.
Did they, Chris, really?
Like Macworld, like WWDC, like E3, they fucking live blogged that shit. They were on their Twitter machines and they were doing it. They were moving it, doing it, you know, like a sex machine, man.
Oh, wow.
Hit it. 1, 2, 3, 4. Bop, bop, bop. Okay. No. So the police, they watched the teen hop into the dryer. This was back at New Year's. So they were busting up a New Year's party, and they see this kid hop into a dryer. And so they walk up to the friends and say, "Hey, do you care if I do some laundry?" Friend says, "No, go ahead." Police says, "It's okay if I start that up. So there's no reason I shouldn't start the dryer, right? You live here. Do you mind me starting it?" "Okay." "Started it up," the friend said. After the boy came out, the following exchange took place. "Did you have fun?" the policeman said. "Do you have ID on you?" The boy, "Yeah." The policeman, "That was pretty stupid, wasn't it?" The boy, "Yep." "It was a dumb place to hide," the policeman said. The teen was then cited for underage drinking, and he is undergoing physical therapy after going around in a dryer two times. Do you remember the very special episode of Punky Brewster where Punky was she climbed into the fridge?
No.
I don't know why I get that reference. Dana Plato died when I was like 2, but.
You said the guy who played Mr. Belvedere?
Yeah, it was tragic. He was put into a dryer. No, there was an episode of, like, you know, those 80s TV shows. So, like, imagine Different Strokes, but with a black girl instead of a black boy who was also tiny. Emmanuel Lewis. But she climbed into a fridge, but she couldn't get it open because fridges don't have latches on the inside. And so, like, oh no, is she gonna live? Is she gonna die?
And they still don't.
What's that?
They still don't have any sort of release or anything.
Well, no, you can push them, but this is like old fashioned fridges where it had like the bathroom at the campground, like the latch.
Like a car handle.
Yeah, yeah, like a car handle. Yeah, yeah, like you
gotcha.
Know.
All right.
Any modern trunk you can get out of, they have the bright yellow releases. I think they even light up on the inside. I've been inside enough trunks to know.
Can't find a decent whore trunk in this whole town. What a stupid idea that was.
Phineas T. McGillicuddy wandering around with his famous whore trunk, opening up and entertaining the lads across the land. Soon as he came, he'd leave.
I don't know.
Do you have a story for me?
A 20-year-old Pennsylvania man has been arrested and charged for breaking into a barn and performing a sex act on a horse. The man told the police that he was in the barn attempting to get a job, and that he didn't realize that it was 1:30 in the morning.
I'm sorry, do you have an application? Are you taking apps?
Excuse me.
Are you taking apps? I'm not talking about appetizers.
Do I need to sign something?
I filled up the horse. Was it a boy horse or a lady horse?
You and the why. You have more questions than I
I'm
can
I'm sorry,
answer.
No. Okay. I go into
what,
this
what I
like,
can
expecting
tell you is that
I go into this expecting you to have read the
article. To having sex with the horse and said that he'd been in the barn for about an hour. The farm owner said, "That's incredible stamina. Would you like a job?"
I admire that kind of dedication.
That's great.
He got a job on the rodeo.
I'll tell you what: if that boy would apply that his pound into something other than horses, he could build something strong.
He could build a better railroad than the Chinaman if he pounded.
Wow.
Sorry.
You are gone.
Is that racist? Is Chinaman racist?
God. Okay. Yeah, I mean, you usually draw the line, you know, 150 years worth of racism or older is okay.
150? No, they built it. They were hard workers, Chris. We worked them to the bone.
They just made the cut.
We worked them to the tiger bone, Chris, which will make you virile and strong.
Huh?
Yeah. The city is Miami Beach, which it would like. That's like 5 cities, right? Like, there's Miami Dade and Miami Beach. I don't know. It's all Florida. I don't goddamn care. No, but it's the Miami Beach Convention Center. The Miami Beach City Schools decided to have their prom there, Except they had a little bit of a scheduling snafu. It's a big convention center. You know, more than one event can share it. So there was the high school prom that was being held at the same time as the Exotica Expo. I only pronounce it because Exotica has three X's. Yes, high school prom and pornography. Held at the same place. Said one parent, oh no, I don't like that. That is terrible. I don't like it. No, no. Oh, God, no. Stop. No, no. I don't like it. I don't like this one bit. She continued.
That's not what I'm laughing at. I, like usual, I'm making up a scenario.
Yeah,
in my
okay.
mind.
Yeah, yeah. No, I gotcha.
Where like
I'm tertiary to this whole goddamn experience.
The experience. So the person the Exotica that's event planner that's making the that's getting the sign. what was it again?
Exotica.
Exotica. Okay. And the person at the sign store said, no, you just pay by the letter. And so that person just took it like, well, okay, so for if we use no matter how many A's we use, no matter how many X's we use. We just, you know, we're only being charged by the letter, like by the X, right?
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter how many X's we use. They threw like seven X's on there.
Yep.
And then they get this bill and they're like, what?
What the fuck? I'm going to dispute this.
I don't know. These charges will be disputed. I pay by the letter.
My PayPal account will not stand for this, sir.
Mm.
No.
I don't know.
You know that I'm a fan of fantasy literature. Of sci-fi, right?
Yeah, sure.
No, it's my
especially like the Hunger Games and things.
No, I'm not a fucking chode. Christ, no, I'm just the Dark Tower. And when I was in like high school, I read like R.I. Salvatore and shit. It's my theory that that fantasy literature is where all the Y's go, like all the excess Y's, because they're not used in the rest of the books. So there's a finite number of letters. So all the Y's go to fantasy and all the X's go to sci-fi. And also to pornography. Parents, they hired police to escort their kids to make sure that they would be safe. Now, at first, I was like, this can't, that's just stupid. I mean, they're just porn actors. It's a convention. They're there to sell fucking, you know, condoms that are virtually invisible on screen and shit. But no, I was thinking, huh. Think about it. If I was a wily person who was there on an expense account, I would probably dip over to the high school. I would probably do some recruiting, you know, do some filming. They were right. Those police were there to protect those young ladies.
People call the police for funny things.
Did you go to prom?
No.
No?
No.
I did like three times. It was the worst.
Yeah. People brought this up the other day. I just wasn't not my thing.
No?
No, not so much.
No, I mean it was god awful.
Yeah, I can't imagine that it was good. That's kind of why I didn't.
So people call the police for weird things.
Yeah, absolutely. Like the case of 4 overdue library books that a little girl who borrowed you know, and then didn't return. But the local police were called to investigate the case. 4-year-old Caitlin Jagsman's books were due back to the library on October 19th, 2011. Library officials said that after several attempts to retrieve the books, the case was turned over to police, who made a courtesy call to the child's home.
A courtesy call.
Go give us the books. At a rate of 10 cents a day for each of the 4 books over a 204-day period, Caitlin owed the library $81.60. All because she held on to Sleeping Beauty, Corduroy's Halloween, Dora the Explorer, the Halloween Cat, and I See the Moon.
Did you ever have an irrational fear of keeping stuff out from the library too long? Like paralyzing guilt over it?
Yeah, and I just never went back.
No, I went the once.
I had like 3 DVDs that were overdue, and they were like, I don't know, maybe like 4 or 5 days overdue. And by the time that you added up all the fees, it was like $40.
What?
And I was standing at the counter and I returned them face to face with the evil bitch behind the counter. And she told me how much it was like going to be $40. And I'm like, well, I could buy like 3 copies of these things for $40. And this was her answer. How do you think the library affords all the DVDs?
See, that was going to be what I said, actually.
And so
it was like, you're the sucker who pays for those DVDs.
Fucker. But oh, I'm so glad that you don't work places I go.
Yeah, there's a reason I'm in client services, because I'm awful at it.
Oh man. But yeah, so I gave the DVDs, and she's like, well, how would you like to pay you for that charge? And I'm like, nah, don't worry about that so much. And I never went back.
How long ago was this?
Maybe like 5 years.
5 years.
Yeah.
I remember when I was like in second grade. I've always been a big Peanuts fan.
Okay.
Yeah, no, the Peanuts. I like the Peanuts, you know? Charlie Brown, Stevie.
I know, I heard you. I knew what you were saying, but because of the way that your audio is cutting out, it sounded funnier than what it was.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, it sounds like you keep blurring or bleeping out something.
No, I'm a big fan of the Peanuts, and when I was in second grade, I checked
Can
out a bunch.
Can you stop saying it like that?
I'm a big fan of the Peanuts.
There you go.
Okay, there we go. And I checked out, like, you know, the Peanuts Halloween, the Peanuts Christmas, the Peanuts Valentine's Day, any of the holidays, the Peanuts Arbor Day. It's the great Peanuts. But I checked out all of those, and then I kept them, and I had them underneath the VCR. Then they came overdue, and there was like, we owed like $20 on them. And just, I was like, it got to the point where my guilt was like so great that I couldn't like bring myself to be like, hey, we need to take these back. And I'm 7 years old and I'm playing Final Fantasy II. And I'm just kind of like, oh God, how long can I hold on to these before, you know? So this girl lived out like my worst nightmare when I was like her age, which was,
I suppose. I guess I was overexposed to the Peanuts. I developed a horrible Peanuts allergy. I can't even read books that were published in a place where Peanuts were published. That's how horrible it is.
Every time I see a picture of Woodstock, your throat closes up.
Oh.
A recent study done by the Meredith Parents Network called Moms and Media 2 revealed that 12% of young millennial moms use the phone while having sex. I can repeat that for you if you want. They use the phone while having sex. Unfortunately,
like they're talking or texting or something.
Unfortunately, they don't have any like anecdotal data about how or, you know, hows or whys or any of that.
Well, I'm asking you to just kind of expound in your own theories.
I can expound on my own experiences.
I don't think we need to go there.
We don't need to go there. No, I've been party to this. You know
you what?
I've been party to this. Sometimes a homeboy gotta get out of jam. You know.
What are you talking about?
No, I have been party to this.
You've had this happen?
I've had this happen to me.
Oh my God.
It was one of many signs that things were wrong with the way things were, but it was yeah.
I think I know too.
It seemed dangerous at the time, you know.
I think I know who too.
Yeah, no, you know.
Oh, I know. You know I know.
Yeah. So that's 1 in 8.
And I think in that situation, this is something that might have played out pretty similar if you know, went down the line and things continued.
So that's 1
where
in
a,
eight.
Where a love-struck Chinese boy died when he drowned in the river trying to prove his girlfriend that he loved her. The couple argued over some petty matters after the girl had come back from her hometown. To test the boy's love for her, she jumped into the river to find out how much the guy cared for her. She said, I knew he couldn't swim. I jumped to frighten him and see whether he really cared about me or not. When a passerby saw what had happened, they jumped in the river to try to help the two. However, only the girl was saved. The boy's body was found a few hours later by a rescue team.
So he jumped into the river to prove how much he loved her?
Well, she jumped into the river.
Okay.
Knowing that he couldn't swim and said, okay, if you love me, you'll jump in the river even though you can't swim.
That's murder.
It's, yeah.
That's murder.
This place, no. It's not, because whether the guy's dead or not, or whether his life's just ruined, or whether he's lost all of his possessions or everything that he's earned or worked for in his life, this plays out, I don't even know how many times a day, countless times a day.
Okay.
I mean, just in a state, let alone like in a country or around the world where they, you know, they just, they murder you.
Who murders who?
Them.
Them? Girls?
Those people. Yeah.
Those people. So you're taking an anti-women stance.
No, people do this. No, it goes both ways.
Oh no. Okay. So you're taking like,
you set the bar and you say, okay, well, if you this, then you'll do that. You know, that
are you taking like an anti-heterosexual stance?
No, because you could do it to anything.
You could do it to anything. So anybody else can goad you into killing yourself.
Absolutely.
So your solution to this is to not care about anything.
No, it's just to, you know, just third party.
Third party? Like a Mad Catz controller for your PlayStation 2?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Blue and transparent. Absolutely.
Yep. Yep. Lights up. No big deal. Right.
Good enough.
Just gonna be happening as cat at the Halo party. No,
we got some ground effects on this controller.
Exactly. Spinners, Chris.
22.
Sorry, am I pronouncing that right? Spinners.
No, I think that's Spetsnaz? A game of chance.
Spetsnaz. Snazzy slacks. They're spangled. They have rhinestones, and you just rip them off like basketball pants when it's time to get down to business.
No, absolutely. Yep. And they have two pleats in the front.
Only two, though, but they are exceedingly large pleats.
Four,
you can keep a trapper keeper in those pleats.
Creases ironed in the back. They elastic just below the knee, and then there's a Velcro cuff at the bottom.
So you can so you can adjust to your rapidly vacillating ankle diameter.
No, absolutely. Yeah. With this humidity, you have to.
No, you have to. I mean, throughout the course of the day. I mean, you know, you're told to dress in layers, but you're not told to account for the rapid expansion and contraction of your body parts.
Hey, can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Why are fat old people wearing pantyhose?
Why are
on their legs? Like, why are they wearing?
I think it's
flesh colored tights.
I think it's Joe Namath.
That only go up to their knees.
That was Joe. Oh, like with garters?
Compression.
Oh, it's so they don't get a blood clot and die.
Oh,
yeah, it's like when they go on a plane, they get the fucking don't die the don't die hose.
Huh.
Yeah, no, no. It's
what about like when they mow the lawn?
It's orthopedic socks.
I got a couple people I know that mow the lawn in those things.
Yeah, no, that's because that's in case the blades decide to do some mischief on you.
Oh, Kevlar shin guards.
Yeah, exactly. No, no, I was always mystified by soccer players and their multiple plates of armor that they kept inside of their shin guards.
I know, right?
Yeah,
I used to have those.
Yeah, I know. I used to play with them.
Mm-hmm.
It was weird. They smelled funny. they smelled like your exertion.
Yep. Yeah. You have a story?
Hey, Chris, do you want to talk about vaginas?
I guess.
Okay. So,
Hello.
This might be true because, you know, that might be apropos because this is about cave art, Chris. The oldest cave art in Europe dates back to 37,000 years ago, okay, according to a study from the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, okay? So these, you know, predecessors of man in Europe at a site called Aubry-Castanet in France, of course, where, you know, you had the Cave of Lascaux and all those things, have found in multiple cave dwellings circular symbols that may represent the vulva. It's like, yeah.
Okay. That's bullshit.
Says one researcher, it's quotidian art. It's everyday art. It's over their heads as they're doing it's over their heads as they're doing every day, but all sorts of things. They just do it. They just carve fucking JJs into the walls to represent fertility. ancient man was fascinated with the miracle of life, Chris, with the miracle of multiplication.
Yeah, and the cooks at the potato chip factory are great at caricatures.
I know, they're awesome, right?
You know, did you see the Jay Leno chip? It's anything you want it to be, man.
It is.
And the drywall is, you know, makes.
I'll tell you.
Moldy Elvis. I don't know.
Moldy Elvis. No, I'm looking at this carving. It could either be just a sweet, sweet cleft, or it could be the power symbol from the front of your PC. Either way, I'll send you a link in the room.
No, I've seen it.
Yeah. Okay.
No, I did. I saw it.
Yeah,
I saw it.
See, and Chris, I hate the smug implication that there are all these stories that I pick that you don't, because you know that I'm going to pick them.
Yeah, like this one. This one could be, you know, something that you would pick, but I don't think you would.
See, normally you're the one who gravitates towards sopping holes, but...
Oh, there you go.
Sorry, most of your humor is hole based, okay?
Good enough. A bizarre incident took place in Detroit Lakes, Minnesota, where a mock crash almost turned into a real life tragedy. When an unmanned fire truck that officials believe was in neutral with a parking brake on began sliding and rolled about 30 feet into the mock crash scene, sending six people to the hospital.
Did anybody die? Should I feel bad about laughing?
No, we're good.
Okay. Right.
The fire truck hit the first car at a low rate of speed of less than 5 miles per hour, but the 36,000-pound vehicle pushed both cars about 15 feet. Two students, an EMS worker, two community volunteers, and a state trooper were all injured in the incident.
Where was this again? I'm sorry?
In Detroit Lakes, Minnesota.
Okay, yeah, they need that.
Yeah, so...
They were number 8 on the list.
Hey. Hey, fireman, take the prom promise. Check the brake.
Take the prom promise. Rent a limo. Can you get a stretch fire truck?
I suppose.
just a tiny little scorched up Corsage. They played fucking high school bowling. Let's jackknife this goddamn fire truck. All 1,000 pounds of water spilling out over the crowd at the fairgrounds. Oh, man. Was that a thing when you went to high school, the mock crash?
Yeah. Yeah. They
put
did
on
that.
by the goddamn DECA kids. Yeah.
It was always some boy who got loaded. No, he didn't get loaded. He was half loaded. And then he got somebody else to get loaded, too.
Well, Chris, buzz driving is drunk driving.
Yeah.
Buzzed podcasting. Not
buzz
nearly
driving
as fun
is
as...
less fun than drunk driving.
And everything is less fun than drunk podcasting. However, yeah, no. So there was peer pressure involved and,
yeah,
you know.
And then, the girls are always, they never do anything bad in those things. At least they never did before.
They're like,
with softball face, you know.
I'm not going to succumb to your peer pressure, mister, who came over from the other side of the convention center telling me I've got a good wiggle, that I'd be good in pictures, trying to lure me in with some kind of 10 picture deal.
Trying to.
And your seductive white powders.
Trying to ply me with dollar menu items and heroin. I didn't know that they served cream pie at McDonald's. No, you got to get it out back.
Jesus. Yeah, no, that upsets me, like, when I see that. Because there are some... So this is intimate moments. There are some videos that I like up until the point where they decide to do that. Not like the intimate act of a man depositing his evidence of his care into a woman's crevasses, but just the moment where the camera just kind of, like, they crank the zoom lens and it's right up there and she just kind of like, what's the appeal? I'm sorry.
I don't know.
It's like everything was good up to that point.
When the meat explodes in the cave art, I have no idea.
This cave art's dripping. It's weird.
This is so a seeping weird. Cave art.
This is way too creepy.
This has been Those Damn Roskits.
So after revealing that much information about ourselves, what can we do, Chris?
Read studies about how when you're not face to face, you're more honest. I don't know. You should probably hit us up on all of the social networking media places. You know, search the searchables, and you know, click the dots. Maybe you could do all of those things. Yeah.
Facebook.com/thosedamnrosskids, duckfeed.tv/thosedamnrosskids, duckfeed.tv/contact, thosedamnrosskids@duckfeed.tv, and you can always find us on iTunes by searching for Those Damn Ross Kids and leave us a rating or a review.
Hop on your cell phone and or landline if you wish, and dial 419-528-TDRK. Leave us a voicemail if you have something particularly interesting to say and you don't mind being played. We'll put you in the show. You can be part of this mess. Definitely take some pressure off us. That'd be nice.
If you want to call and you don't want to be on the air, you can just say, hey, don't play me, and we won't play you. But we will share it, and we will feel good about it.
Yeah.
Attention is awesome.
Yep. Give it to us.
Good night.